Here are the local headlines for KRAI on this Friday, August 17th. I'm Shannon Lukens. No structures have been burned in the Silver Creek fire, but it is moving quickly, and over 4,000 acres have been burned. About 200 homes in the Old Park community northwest of Kremlin have now been evacuated because of the Silver Creek fire. But 35 residents chose not to leave. They want to stay in the area. Officials have closed Old Park and Highway 134 so no one can get into the area. With most residents gone, the structures and private property remain the focus of the fire crews. They are building dozer lines between the fire and the buildings and spraying fire retardant. The closest house is about 0.6 miles from the edge of the fire. A Red Cross center has been set up at West Grand Middle School in Kremlin. The Cabin Lake fire is 16 miles southeast of Meeker. It has burned about 5,200 acres and is at 29% containment as of noon on Thursday. That air quality health advisory that was issued in 22 counties has been extended until at least this morning. That includes Moffitt and Rout counties, Grand and Rio Blanco counties. It's because of smoke from the wildfires. Emergency responders from throughout Moffitt County will be participating in a mass casualty exercise Saturday in Craig. Ray Bade is with the Craig Regional Communications Center.
We're having a mass casualty exercise just to help our first responders better train for any sort of major incidents that might happen here in Craig or Moffitt County.
Those participating are Colorado State Patrol, Moffitt County Sheriff, Craig Police, Craig Fire Rescue, Memorial Regional Health, and other local agencies. Industrial Avenue will be shut down for part of the time. The mass casualty exercise is from 9 to 1:30 on Saturday. That's tomorrow. A man from Santa Fe, New Mexico, was airlifted to Denver Health Wednesday after crashing his motorcycle in South Rout County on Rout County Road 27 between 20 Mile Coal Company and Oak Creek. 64-year-old Jay Kingery went off the road and rolled the motorcycle many times before getting his leg stuck in a fence. He was wearing a helmet. Colorado State Patrol says excessive speed may have contributed to the crash. The tiny homes being built for Hayden are starting to go on the market. 10 units are being built in Vernal, Utah, and then they'll be transported to Hayden. They're all duplexes. Two that are already on the market are 583 square feet, one bed, one bath, and they're for sale for $168,000. Appliances are included. At the Rout County Fair today, it's the Llama Show. Tonight is the Demolition Derby and the Pig Wrestling and the crowning of the Rout County Fair royalty. Saturday is the Lions Club Parade in downtown Hayden. That starts at 10 o'clock. Mutton Bustin' is at 11. KRAI has some free Coke floats at 3 o'clock. The Junior Livestock Sale is at 4:30 tomorrow. And the Barn Dance with live music from Constant Change is at 8:30 tomorrow night. Those are the headlines on KRAI. In the weather, skies will be partly cloudy today with a high of 89 degrees and a chance for a shower. Skies will be clear tonight. The sun will set at 8:04. More clouds will be headed our way on Saturday, and it cools off to 82 and then the upper 70s on Sunday. Don't forget to call the KRAI Time and Temp Hotline at 970-824-1918. In sports, today at 1 o'clock, there's a men's soccer game. It's at Loudy Simpson Park. Colorado Northwestern Community College plays Western Wyoming Community College. Famous former athletes are headed to Craig this weekend for the Victory Motors Cancer Drive. An athlete autograph session starts at 2 o'clock tomorrow. It's at Victory Motors, followed by casino night at Quality Inn and Suites. Rick Upchurch played for the Denver Broncos for 8 years, and he will be there.
So all the money raised from the casino night on Saturday and the money that we raise on Sunday with the golf course, we're going to have a good time and give it to the folks that really need it so that they can go visit their family members and we can help them out in any way that we possibly can.
Fun fact about Upchurch, according to Wikipedia, he dated and was briefly engaged to former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice in the 70s. Sunday is the Victory Motors Cancer Drive and Rick Upchurch Drive for Life golf tournament at Yampa Valley Golf Course. It starts at 8. And that's the news, weather, and sports on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.